From legendary locals we all know to people you should get to know. Follow Ipswich Today on your favourite app and never miss an episode. Or go to ipswichtoday.com.au. Coming up, May is showtime in Ipswich. President Darren Zano joins the show with what we can expect this year. The city's population now estimated at 254,000 and a new Sounds of Ipswich. It's Friday, May 3, 2024, and I'm Alan Roebuck. Welcome to Ipswich Today, which acknowledges the traditional custodians of the land on which it is produced and pays respects to elders past, present, and emerging. This podcast is supported by Kinetics, people-powered web hosting trusted by Australian businesses since 1999. With the cooler mornings, it heralds the start of show season, and this year's Ipswich show is on May 17 to 19, and Darren Zano is the show society president. Thanks for speaking with Ipswich Today, Darren.
Anytime.
Last year was a bumper event for the 150th. How do you top that in 2024?
Well, we've certainly, after our show last year, Alan, I visited another 28 shows throughout Australia to get some ideas on what we could implement at the 151st Ipswich show, because I think those people that came along to our show last year were pleasantly surprised, and we want to top it and make it better. And the only way to do that is go out there and investigate and see what we can bring.
Last year, you made some changes to where major exhibits were located, including that Warwick Road side of the main arena. Are you staying with that, and are there any other changes?
Yeah, look, we are staying with that. The new layout will be replicated at this year's show, but we're packing more into it, Alan. We're packing more entertainment in there. We're packing more exhibits in there. We're packing more animals in there. So now it's going to be refining for the next couple of years and just making it bigger and better and responding to what people really want at their show, because what people want at their show is what we want to put in our show to make it bigger and better.
Let's talk about some specifics. We'll start with the competition sections, always a mainstay of the show. Things have changed over the years, what people are interested in and what people do. How are entry numbers this year?
Look, so far, Alan, they're very good, very, very strong. We're seeing increased numbers, in particular in animals. And I think the reason is because, earlier this, coming into this last summer season, we were told that we're going to have a hotter than usual and drier than usual year. However, that really wasn't the case. We'll all agree that it was pretty hot. However, it was wet, which is great. So, there's been lots of farmers that have lots of animals, and look, there's lots of animal competitions at our show, and we do know that we have record entries in the dog section on the Wednesday before the show, a couple of days before the show, and the cattle numbers as well are great. And of course, this year, for the first time in many, many years, we have dairy cattle at our show.
Wow. Well, they should be carrying a bit of beef, because the countryside is looking very green. Whether you're going to the Fassifern Valley, Lockyer Valley, Brisbane Valley, there's plenty of green grass out there.
Absolute boon for our farmers at the moment, which is great.
In the main arena, there's always the crowd favourites. And this year, I don't know how you'll find room for everybody in the main arena, because Bluey is making an appearance. What are you going to do?
Oh, mate, on Sunday. Yep, Bluey's coming Sunday only. Of course, we've got the rodeo on Friday, and then we've got the general exhibits on Saturday with the Demolition Derby. Sunday's Bluey, as you rightly point out, and also going to do a meet and greet with Bluey, and I think that one's going to be a crowd favourite.
Undoubtedly, and my favourites are there too. Nice to see the Airtime FMX boys back, the Monster Trucks, and everyone's favourite, the fireworks.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And look, we bumped up the spend on the fireworks this year as well. Fireworks are always a real favourite at our show, because you're up close. The main arena is a great little venue to run all sorts of events, but in particular of fireworks. You're up close and personal with them. So every night we'll certainly be launching the biggest ever spend on fireworks.
The community stage has a full program over the 3 days. Great to see lots of general family entertainment. So that's indoors. And as you mentioned, Bluey is appearing there as well on Sunday at 2. But a show isn't the show without Sideshow Alley. Do you know what the most popular ride is?
Mate, the most popular ride in Sideshow Alleys is the Dodgem cars. For many years, of course, it was the Ferris wheel because the Ferris wheel is certainly very family friendly. You can, you know, six people can hop in a car. And of course, we will have a Ferris wheel at our show this year, a 32-metre high Ferris wheel. But look, and plenty of Dodgem cars. But look, might I say, for the first time ever, we're bringing a ride to the show called the Warrior, and it's 62 metres high.
Oh, wow. Is that bigger than the Beast?
Yes, mate, it is actually bigger than the Beast. The Warrior is the largest travelling show ride in Australia at the moment, and it costs $4.5 million, and this is the first time it'll be at Ipswich. It's only made a few appearances in Queensland the end of last year's show season, so the Warrior will be there, and if you are a thrill seeker, come and ride it.
I'll be having a look. Not sure I'll be getting on, but I'm loving the names of these new rides, the Warrior, the Beast.
There's another one getting around too, and very possibly we may have it. It's a ride that goes right over the top called the Joker.
Okay, mixing it up, freshening it up. That's good to see. Other events, again, traditional, the equestrian events. How's that looking this year?
Yeah, look, record entries this year in the jumps, as we call them, but equestrian and horse numbers this year are very, very strong, and we look forward to seeing the horse competitions in the main arena over the 3 days.
And what about show bags? The kids love the show bags.
Yep, look, and we have another four. New exhibitors with show bags with over, so our show bag variety is just nudging on 200 show bags now. Wow. Last year, around 140. We're getting very close to the 200 different varieties of show bags, which is great to see.
I want to give you a chance to thank the major sponsors, because I know without them, the show wouldn't be able to put on such a magnificent program.
Oh, exactly right. Look, and our sponsors and our volunteers, Alan, are absolutely critical to running a show. We have 400 volunteers. Our major sponsor, of course, is Channel 9 Brisbane, as well as the Ipswich City Council. Always great to have them on board. Energex. Look, there's so many sponsors that we have at the show these days. Furniture Court Ipswich as well. David and the team in there, they're great supporters of the show. And look, the number one thing, like I say, is are our volunteers. There's 28 competition sections at our show, and there's something for everyone to get involved. So hop on the Ipswich Show website and you could very possibly enter your dog, your cat, your painting, your pot plant, whatever it might be. Have some fun. Enter in the show.
And it's good to see too, you've got the discounted tickets on sale online.
It has. Look, and get in early with your tickets, because in particular the show ride tickets, the bonus tickets where you get $30 worth of ride passes for only $25, we have been selling out of those the last couple of years. We have made more available this year, but get in early, get in quick, and get those ride passes, because there's discounts available, because we do understand cost of living pressures these days, and we want to help people out as much as we can and see them all at the show having fun.
That's great news, Darren. The countdown is on. It's not far away to the 2024 Ipswich Show. Thanks again for speaking with Ipswich today.
See you at the show.
Planes, Trains and Autos is on over this long weekend, and Raf Amberley is supporting this council-run event. A C-17A Globemaster from No. 36 Squadron will conduct a flypast in support of Planes, Trains and Automobiles. Look to the sky on Saturday, May 4 at approximately 11:45 a.m. All the action will be centred at the Workshops Rail Museum in North Ipswich. And the RAF reminds us that flying is subject to change, including short notice cancellations, mainly due to operational availability and the weather. Ipswich City Council has released its quarterly report tracking the city's growth. More than 1,600 people moved to the city in the first quarter of 2024, and a further 625 lots were created, even as overall growth slowed just a little compared to 2023. This brings the estimated population to just over 254,000. Ripley is the fastest growing suburb with 395 new residents and 129 new dwellings over the quarter. Ripley is followed by Redbank Plains, South Ripley, Spring Mountain, Brookwater and Collingwood Park as the top performing suburbs. Also in the report, there were 3,192 parking infringements issued, which is up 31% from the previous quarter. And the report card also shows 594 community clinic immunisations, 31,697 dog registrations, 17.69 kilometres of additional pathways and bikeways were created, and 13.18 kilometres of new roads. You'll find the full report on Council's website. Last episode featured the very first sounds of Ipswich, and it was recorded on a Saturday morning in John Street, Rosewood. Here's a new sound, this time with a clue. It's in Ipswich Central. Another street sound for the sounds of Ipswich. Listen for the answer in the next episode. And a reminder to look for handy links in the show notes. Ipswich Today is supported by Kinetics, people-powered web hosting trusted by Australian businesses since 1999. This podcast is listener supported. Please make a once-only gift or regular donation to help keep it online. Just go to ipswichtoday.com.au. Follow and stream this podcast from your favourite app, including iHeartRadio, or play Ipswich Today on smart speakers. Music is supplied by Purple Planet Music. This is Alan Roebuck. Thank you for listening. Enjoying Ipswich Today? Please share the love on your socials.